Lion.com for more.
Like confetti, hit a Wednesday.
Welcome to Story to Screen here on KPEO World Community Radio, where we're rocking the film world each week on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go online, download the app, and listen in weekly with new guests and music, or catch the replay on wearestarfish.org. This is Story to Screen, and I'm your host, Eric Krefeld. Let's dive in.
On the boulevard, not that bad, it's my parade.
Have a filmmaker and a music producer here on the show every week, as you know, bringing film and music together, rocking the film world with music. And tonight, very special treat, I've got Dave Sawicki here with us. Dave is a music producer and a filmmaker. So we're going to talk a little bit about how both of those brains work together in the same person. So I've got Mr. Sawicki here on the show right now. Dave, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Eric, right off the bat, I want to give you a lot of credit, for doing this podcast and, always putting a spotlight on positive creativity.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you being here and jumping in with us. I'll correct just a little spot there and say, this is a live radio show, which the reason it's important is because on podcasts, artists and musicians and producers of music don't always get royalties paid on their music on podcasts, but they do on live radio, which is part of the reason why we do it this way. It turns into kind of a podcast in the end when it goes back onto wearestarfish.org, but it is a live radio show. That means that the music that gets played on this show is original music by the people that bring it to the station for us. And as it gets played on the radio, it gets royalties paid. So, it's an important part of what we do and why we do it, which is to support original live music. So thank you for being on the show tonight, because you are the kind of person that we are talking about, an original producer, original music. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Dave, can you tell us about what you did as a producer, like promoting the positive music program that you've got going with Young Pop, Youth Under Construction, that whole thing that you do?
Well, I got to start out by giving a shout out to my wife and partner in the project, Lisa. We celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary this year, and it's been 30 years since we met, wow. At a networking function that was hosted by Michael Jeffries, the man who eventually became one of our best friends. And, Eric, hip hop and rap took a turn into the darker side of humanity, in my opinion, in the early 90s. So many popular songs at the time were about drugs, violence, and sexuality.
Yeah.
And as a singer-songwriter, I felt compelled to take a shot at turning the lyrics around. And a lot of music out there for toddlers, there was a huge void when it came to the teens. And personally, growing up in Detroit in the 60s, I was glued to that transistor radio. And thank goodness, there were a lot of songs at that time that focused on topics like love and peace.
Yes.
So we had a vision to do something about that, that situation I mentioned earlier. And I wrote the album over a 10-year period, which got recorded downtown at Harmony Park Studios in Detroit, run by the Pastoria Brothers. And we felt like we had an amazing team working with us. And to our delight, we made the CD, which won 4 top-level national awards from parenting-related organizations. And while Lisa and I have no biological children of our own, I was also honored to receive Detroit's Favorite Father Award by the National Partnership for Leadership in Washington. So, we were very focused on this vision that we had. And with the help of some wonderful people like Nancy and Larry Johnson, we made this live concert-style show. And we wrote a play that incorporated a what-if concept. Like, would it even be conceivable for a group of kids to join together to promote a positive music agenda to their peers. In other words, can we get life to imitate art, imitating life?
Mm.
Well, guess what? We did it. And all over Metro Detroit, and you know, we'd already formed a relationship with 14-year-old Jarrell Quinn and his family, and our then vocal coach Susie March introduced us to the Carter families. That became six members right there, while Larry and Nancy brought their own children, their cousins and friends. It was truly amazing. So the title track on the album, Youth Under Construction, tells that story.
Yes, yes. And you know, I'll say I've known David for I don't even know how many years. It's been a long time. And his beautiful, lovely wife, Lisa, both of them amazing people, just a ton of heart, a lot of drive. And, you know, sometimes the things that we do, we're so far ahead of where everybody is that they take a really long time to come to fruition. You know, they've been on the front end of the anti-bullying campaigns and that whole youth under construction concept for a very long time, long before anybody else was talking about it. I've got a six-year-old, and when we turn on any kind of like hip hop or rap type music, I just watch him wiggle, man. I mean, he loves the sound of it, but you're absolutely right, David. There's a lot of it that has a very difficult message to swallow. And so there's a lot of it that I don't let him listen to because unfortunately it's something I don't want him ingesting that stuff. But stuff like Youth Under Construction, Young Pop, and some of the stuff you're going to hear on this show tonight from David and his group, this is the kind of stuff that our young people can hear, need to hear, should be performing, should be listening to, should be a part of. So with all that said, this is a great spot for us to just kind of veer off for a minute, take a break, and listen to that song, Youth Under Construction.
Listen, I wanna tell you a story about a vision of glory. A young group of students had turned their lives around and things went bad. Sick and tired of the way things were. They didn't know how, but they knew for sure certain words that would make up were bound to cause a major shake-up. We know the difference between right and wrong. This is a story, this is our song. Youth under construction, youth in development. It's an introduction to the young and intelligent. Caught in the storm, trying to function. I wonder where our umbrella went. Youth under construction, youth in development. Tired of messed up shady right? We got fresh and fertile minds. Well aware that we deserve a better era. We're writing lyrics with a positive view. There's seeds of peace for me and you. Just when they felt that big was overdue, they turned around to see.
Look at it, girl.
We know the difference between right and wrong. This is a story, this is our song.
You are the
youth under construction, youth in development. It's an introduction to the young and intelligent. Caught in a storm, trying to function. I wonder where our umbrella went. Youth under construction, youth in development.
This is our story.
We got a vision,
building
a better way,
making my decision.
Youth under construction. sensation. You've been a relevant. It's an introduction to the young and intelligent. Caught in the storm, trying to function. I wonder where I am relevant. You've been a construction. You've been a relevant. You've been the relevant.
Do. Do what you wanna do. Not here to preach to you. Just do, yeah. Do what you wanna do. Just remember, you're gonna pay a price for what gets into you. It's like everything you keep becomes part of you. And everything you listen to becomes a part of you. Everything you're watching becomes part of you. Stored up in your memory, in the very heart of you. Do what you wanna do. Come on now. What you wanna do? Do what you wanna do.
We heard a little jam. Its message was dark and scary. Friends and family soon observed a very big change in Mary. What happened to this gentle soul who's never been the same?
The lyrics moved in and set up shop in the basement of Mary's brain.
Just do. Do what you wanna do. You're gonna pay a price. What you gonna do? Think hard now. What you gonna do? Once again, now everything you eat becomes a part of you. And everything you listen to becomes a part of you. Everything you're watching becomes a part of you. Stored up in the memory, in the very heart of you. Just do. Do what you wanna do. I'm not here to preach to you. Just do, yeah. Do what you wanna do. And remember, you're gonna pay a price for what gets into you.
Subconscious mind is like a tape recorder, tracking down the life you live. So get your thoughts in order as you feel the beat and you're checking out the melody. The lyrics in the mix are embedded in your memory.
Everything you're thinking becomes a part of you. Everything you're feeling becomes a part of you. Everything you say and everything you do becomes a part of you. And you, and you, and you, and you. Again, like everything you eat becomes a part of you. And everything you listen to becomes a part of you. Everything you're watching becomes a part of you. Stored up in your memory, in the very heart of you. Just do what you wanna do. And I'm not here to preach to you. Just do what you wanna do. What you wanna do. Just remember, you're gonna pay the price for what gets into you.
Now Detroit, let me hear ya.
Becomes a part of you.
New York, kick it back, y'all.
Becomes a part of you.
LA, now let me hear you say.
Becomes a part of you.
Atlanta, I can't hear ya.
Becomes a part of you.
Come on, Houston, we're here to have some fun.
What's up, Nashville? Don't you stand still.
And so, unlike every other show that we've done so far, I've had two people, one representing the music and one representing the film side, and you've got all this going on with you, just, you know, you. And maybe a special guest, we'll see how that goes, we'll ride it out, and I don't want to give too much away, so we'll see. But that first song we were listening to, Youth Under Construction, we were talking about bullying, and, you know, I mean, man, you know, years ago, you were on the front end of this, talking to people about it, trying to help solve this problem. And unfortunately, you know, that story has not changed today a whole lot. You know, there's still bullying. There's still violence in our schools. There's violence in our playgrounds. There's bullying. You know, it's everywhere. It's a pervasive problem in every community, in every city, in every state in this country. So, I really want to hear more from you about how, you know, how you guys address that through music.
Well, you know, Eric, back when we were doing the project, there was a statistic out there that said one out of every seven students was a victim of bullying. And, you know, here we are about 20 years later. And I would say nobody escapes these days. There's so much activity out there that these kids have to deal with, you know, body image, body shaming, you know, whatever it might be. Anybody that's different, you know, is a target. And that's a sad thing. And, you know, as far as the music goes, there was, you know, a lot of young women that accept bad or inappropriate behavior because they think that's the way it is in rap songs, so that's the way it is in life. So we felt it was very, very positive, you know, important to get a positive message out there. And, you know, one positive aspect about hip-hop is the challenging tone. And we actually took that and used it in the lyrics to challenge the listener to do the right thing. If you remember those school assemblies we had back in the day, you know, they take you out of class and move to the gym or an auditorium. Well, we would go in with a group of anywhere between 3 and 12 kids between the ages of 8 and 18. And they would be singing, rapping, breakdancing, you know, like a large scale production. And the students responded with cheers and screams that it made us feel like this was a national touring act on tour. And over a year, we did either a live show or we were featured in the local media every single week. And we ended up doing 200 of those live shows, you know, school assemblies, festivals, variety of events. And then later we developed an after-school program that invited the youth to join and participate in our programs. And those were some of the most amazing experiences. So no matter what their personal circumstances, we took the teens and preteens in with no judgment and invited them to share the message of respect with other people. So, you know, while most of the songs promote respect, there's one in particular that the young ladies love to sing at the shows. And it's called Opinions, I've Got Mine. And,
love it.
Suzanne, we could track that one.
Absolutely, man. That one's got a little sass to it, which I dig. I want to hit something really quick, though, because, you know, we talked a lot about the music side of this, and we've gotten into some of your production elements. But that other song that we were listening to, the Becomes a Part of You, that one, is there a spot for video on that project? Because, you know, part of what we do here is help people understand the music world and the video world and the production world and how they kind of all fit together and how they all need each other and they need a relationship between each other. And so you being, you know, my solo guest on here tonight, How does video fit into this for you?
Well, have you ever heard the saying, you are what you eat?
Yes.
Most of us would agree that's true, you know? And so mm-hmm. what about you are what you listen to, or you are mm-hmm. what you watch? You know, the subconscious mind takes all these elements in. And I had a very unique experience these past few years. You know, I was driving for Uber for a while back in 2016. And I did it for a few years. And I got to a point where Uber said, okay, you know, you're at a level now where we can give you a scholarship. So I signed up for ASU, Arizona State University, online. And I decided to take my direction in filmmaking. And that was probably one of the best things that I could have done at the time, because even just having this music experience, being infused with, you know, how to make documentaries and how film is produced, it took over my world. And now we're at that point where we realize we've got this music project that had an impact on people. And this came out at a time when there was no YouTube or,
right.
you know, YouTube very, very limited.
You know, I think we were at MySpace at that point.
Right, right. So the length of a video was seriously limited. And there was also no social media, you know, whatsoever. So, you know, we took hundreds of hours of footage that we now are plan to edit into educational video modules that highlight the life skills and the positive aspects of character education through the music of Youth Under Construction. So we are currently working on one module that is kind of an overview of what we did. And be approximately 10 to 15 minutes long. And we're going to make that available to everyone everywhere to watch,
awesome.
You know, for free on our Young Pop website.
That's super exciting, you know, because it's, you know, it always has been a much needed subject matter. And having it in hip hop music, having it infused in that, you know, there's just something fun about hip hop music. You can't help it. I mean, no matter what the lyrics were, it always sounded fun, which is part of what made it so difficult for those of us that enjoy the sound, but then wanted fresh lyrics. And so, you know, having those topics infused into that music is always exciting for me and people like me that are really trying to help youth just find a better place to be. And so adding the video element to it, very exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. I still think there's a place in here where, you know, people need to understand that it is so very difficult to be in both places at the same time. As a music producer, as a film producer, they're very different mindsets. They couldn't be more different. There's a live part that happens on set and audio has to go with it. So, you know, Dave, if you can just address for a second how you are going to have to still build a team of people around you to get this done. Am I correct? Or are you literally going to one man solo this?
Well, the incredible part about working video here in San Diego is there's an organization called the San Diego Film Consortium that's made up of, you know, cinematographers, writers, actors, makeup people, lighting people. There's, you know, thousands and thousands of people that are part of this organization. And a couple of years ago, a friend of mine, Tony Amott, he invited me to be on the set for the San Diego Film Awards. And at the time, you know, I had a skiing accident and had a broken hand. And in that, though, I just showed up anyway. And, you know, it's I made an impression that made him want to keep bringing me back into projects. And from there, he introduced me to people. There were life has a funny way of bringing people in your circle at the right time. And so, you know, that's what happened with me. I literally have a team right now of, that include, writers, camera people, editors, production assistants. And, I'm very, very excited about what we've done and what we're about to do.
Awesome. And that's, and that's, again, what this show is all about. The whole discussion is about the fact that none of us out here is an island, and none of us are able to do what we're able to do in a vacuum. And so even this very talented man right here on the show tonight, David Sawicki, needs a team of people around him also to get what he's about to work through done. Because it's what it takes, man. When you're bringing audio, video, photo, you're bringing all these worlds together just to tell this amazing story, it requires a team. So all that said, I really want to get back to that song that you had, the Opinion song. If we can take another little break, get some station identifications going for KPEO. Thank you very much, KPEO, for having us here. Story to Screen. And maybe we can listen to Opinions. I've Got Mine.
People tell me that I'm this or that. They say that I'm too skinny. They say I'm too fat. But still, I'm gonna let my light shine.
Let it shine.
Shine.
Let it shine. Shine. Let it shine.
See, they can have their own opinions. And I've got mine.
I'm not hurting anybody in any way. Always careful with whatever I say. Cause I know it will come back to me in time. Well, they can have their own opinion. And I've got mine. We've got a right to be different. Sure as I stand before you now.
Real quick, so we're going to be playing Let's Start Something Next or Who I Am.
It doesn't matter anyhow.
Doesn't mean I can't see. And if you think I'm too short, don't mean there's less of me.
You should know.
Anything you think is fine, better keep it to yourself.
Yes, you can have your own opinion. And I've got mine. We've got a right to be different.
Sure as I stand. Give me constructive feedback from a positive view.
I believe.
You know when not to cross the line. Let's just have a good time. Yes, you can have your own opinion.
And I've got mine.
Whoa.
See, you can have your own opinion. And I've got mine.
You can have your own opinion.
And I've got mine.
They can't
change a thing. Why should I think I make a difference at all? When I hear someone on the verge of breaking down, I wish I could reach out and catch their fall. Who am I to think someone will understand? Why should anyone care anyway? Yeah. I might be asking more than just a bit too much to expect some respect for this role I play. No, yeah. Something can be done.
Can it be done?
I can't imagine where to start. Yeah, I guess instead of acting on the first thought in my head, I'll listen for answers next to the beat here in my heart.
I recall the story of a boy who saved the starfish. How did I wash the shore, dying in the sun? He was challenged, but what difference that he made? He tossed one back, and this is what he said: I made a difference to that one.
Powerful messaging coming out there. That first song was Opinions. I've Got Mine. Just a lot of powerful youth messaging coming out about just positivity, man, hope, joy, finding a way through difficult things. And just, you know, it's always been really important. I was telling David earlier that, you know, years ago when they started this project, I don't know what exactly was happening on, because I wasn't part of the inside of it. I was just there filming something at the time. But what I saw from my perspective was them, it felt like them picking people up off the streets and just giving them a spotlight. And I don't know if that's what was happening, but that's what it felt like was happening. So Dave, I don't know if you could just take me back to, you know, take me back there for just a moment and talk to me a little bit about what you were able to do with building these kids up into being able to perform live like you were doing.
Well, word got around that we were doing this project, and all of a sudden, you know, and the kids would see the shows would say, "Hey, I want to do that. I can do that." And so, you know, we invited them to come to the after school program and do the training. And you know, in 8 weeks, they were basically show ready. And
nice.
So it, like I say, it's people, there wasn't like one set way that people became a part of the effort. It just seemed to be like, you know, word of mouth for the most part.
Yeah.
And the after school program. But again, we invited anybody anywhere. No judgment. Sometimes kids that were in a detention program were referred to us. And so, you know, again, we took them in. No judgment. And just knowing that we had something to offer them. And, you know, with that, I'd like to introduce my wife, Lisa Sawicki.
Hey, Eric.
Lisa, what's up, girl?
Eric, I can't wait till we can reunite again with beautiful wife. And that will happen.
I know.
That will.
I know.
It'll be great.
This is like a party happening right here on the phone right now, live. It's kind of funny. I have not been able to wrap arms around these two wonderful people for a very long time. So just even having them both on the phone is a true pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It feels like a love fest talking to you and hearing your heart.
It does. You put a smile in my heart, dude. I'm grinning from ear to ear right now. I don't know if you could hear it, but I am. I'm smiling so hard I can hear it in my voice.
Oh, God. I love it. I've been listening to you guys, and you've covered so many great points. And if I just kind of want to jump in and nutshell some things to maybe give some more form to understand this whole thing. Yeah, we did. There were a lot of kids in our groups that really didn't have strong father relationships. A lot of them were being raised by their grandmothers and, you know, their moms. There was a lot of it was hard. They were really struggling a lot for money. But the kids, being kids, wanted to sing and dance. They fell in love with David's music. And once they heard the music, they could feel it, the beat and the dancing. And so many of them came up with that and with the dancing and the choreography. And the songs were so satisfied. And David became kind of a surrogate father for them because it was a it was a no judgment zone. And honestly, there was never any kid that didn't make it on some level. And even if they were painfully shy, they made posters. They held the camera. They gave out tickets, things like that. We never said no to one kid. And that was amazing. But you guys touched out when you were talking about the blend of photo and video and music. And oh my gosh, it's all so intricate and has so many moving parts.
And there's a place in those productions for every kind of personality. Like you were saying, if you're a behind the scenes person, we need behind the scenes people. We love behind the scenes people. We love the people that are standing in the background, taking all the pictures of what other people are doing, because that is a huge job that has a big benefit to our productions. And so for all those people out there that think to themselves, oh, I wish I could be on something like that, but I would never fit in because I don't like being in front of the camera. That's cool. That's okay. There's a spot behind the camera for you too. And we love you for it.
Oh, that is so true. I will just tell you that one of our girls came in painfully shy, wasn't gonna rehearse with the rest of the kids. And unbeknownst, and that was fine, no problem. We gave her markers, we gave her posters. When I tell you about after about 4 weeks on her own, this girl got up on stage and started to rehearse, and we never thought she would. When the time came for showtime, and her mom and grandmother were there, they were crying and saying, "What did you do to my kid? This is not I can't believe this," because it's like when you don't force them and press them. And it's a no judgment zone, and it's just filled with benevolence, and it's a safe space. That's when the magic happens. And I just wanted to add another. You know, there's so many things I wanted to tell you, but one of the great things, Eric, I know that you do it this way, and David does it this way. You guys are brothers in this way. When you do a production or a special event, it's very important for that leader, that director, that's in charge, to create the vibe. If they're sour or negative or angry, it's going to permeate. If they've got a sweet vibe, then the culture is sweet and loving and safe. And that is like one of the most important things, you know?
I couldn't agree more. We call our film sets our film family, because like at every set that we do, it's like we have another extension of more family that we just keep bringing in and keep bringing in. And some family members, like you guys, maybe we don't get to see you for, you know, 20 years. but we're family, and there's a time and a place where we're going to come back together again, lock arms, and just keep marching forward. Because once you've locked arms in your family, you're always family. And, you know, we just keep marching forward together, which, you know, when Gabe brought that song Starfish, the Starfish song to me a while back, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. Because, you know, part of the reason we do this show is we are Starfish. We're a 501c3. We are starfish.org. All we talk about is young people. The whole thing is about young people. It's about building up the young people, just like you guys are doing. You guys are doing it with music and film, and we're doing it we're looking to build a community through wearestarfish.org. We've already built that community in people. Every day we lock arms with another person. So we've built the community, but at the same time, we're looking to build a physical community as well. And so when he brought that song to me, I was like, whoa, bro. Like, so you got to tell me about that song, because we just finished listening to that song too.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, I mean, just, you know, you make a difference to that one. That came from, I had read a story. It's a very, you know, a lot of people know this, but at the time, a lot of people didn't know this story. And I had read it, maybe one of the Chicken Soup for the Souls, or I read it someplace. Anyway, it tells the story of a young boy that is on vacation with his parents, and they're at some kind of beach town. And there was a huge storm the night before, huge storm. So the little boy, he's probably like 10 or 11. He wakes up and he's up before anybody, and he goes right outside to the beach. And there's tons of starfish that are all out on the shore, and they're all dying in the sun, because he knew the starfish can't live without water. And they were all up on shore. So this kid decides, I'm going to save them. So he starts, like, getting one, throwing in the water. He's sweating. He can't do it fast enough. He's throwing so many starfish in the water to save them. It is so meaningful to him. And this adult that's also now on the beach an hour past, this adult finally says to him, boy, I've been watching you for an hour. You're sweating, you're huffing and puffing, trying to get all these starfish out. And he says, I've been watching you, and all you've done is like this little square, and you have like a mile more of starfish to save. So you can't possibly save all these starfish. So what he does is, he picks one up, a starfish up, he throws it in the water, and he looks at the man and he said, I made a difference to that one.
To this one. Yep. Yes. I love that story. That's what wearestarfish.org is built on. It's literally, our slogan is because each one matters. We took a little film challenge last year, and we took the story, and we just kind of put our own little spin on it. And we filmed a little short, it's literally a short film, and put it into a film festival last year. Archer, my son, was actually the kid on the beach that was throwing the starfish. And so yeah,
it's incredible.
It was fun.
I haven't seen it yet. I will
send it to you for sure.
Please. Oh, that's so great. You see, you know, your starfish.org, it is that you can make a difference to one, to two,
right.
And that need to feel now, especially now, because you know you get overwhelmed by how large
so quickly the numbers are so astronomical. It's astounding, all of them that are drowning out there that their hands are up in the air, and it's going to take a lot of us to start grabbing hands, which is it's a scary thought, and it's so quickly overwhelming. But if you can just hold on to that idea that each one does matter, and if I can just get one and help one. And the idea with starfish is that one, then it's that each one teach one principle, that if I can get that one and we just hang on to that one long enough, that one can extend a hand out, and it just keeps going, and it just starts to bridge of hands that just keep holding people up. And you know, that's what we're all trying to do here. So it's just awesome having you guys on here, because this has been part of your movement forever, and watching you do what you did was just inspirational years ago and still today. So thank you for what you guys do for the youth, for the past youth, and for the youth that's, you know, still going to be a part of everything you guys bring forward.
Thank you.
You know, we're honored to do this work. And, you know, there's a word you don't hear too much anymore, and it's empathy. And, I believe the whole starfish concept, the story concept, is about having empathy, you know, for that person who's in a distressed situation. And, you know, knowing that we can do something, you know, to reach out to make their life a little better in some way, somehow. And it's so important, you know, because, you know, this is a time where everybody needs to be resilient. And I think now more than ever. And so if we can, come up with ideas, creative ideas, you know, we're not the only game in town. You know, there's others out there with positive projects that should be promoted as well. And you can't have too much of this kind of thing, right?
Absolutely not. My personal vendetta is with creativity. I earnestly believe, as does the whole Starfish board, it's the reason we exist. I believe that that it is creativity that is going to save it all, because it's the creative nature in us that creates life. It creates the very thing that is going to just push us up over the top and let us all enjoy what we're doing here together. That said, I want to jump to getting something started, because I think that's a perfect time to introduce that song. You guys started something, and you're still doing it. I want to jump into that song, and then, you know, we can wrap up some more great conversation, get information out to the people of how to find you guys, how to get more from you, how to reach out if they need help, all that good kind of stuff. So if we've got that other song ready to roll, let's kick it off.
Hi, we're Classical Blast from Chicago. And you're listening to KPEO, World Community Radio, Toronto, Canada, and KYBN Radio.
Come to your feet and move to the beat of something, yeah. Have you heard a new news? It's out on the street. They say, let's start something. To do it right, you got to set yourself a goal. Start something, yeah. There's a rock that wants to roll. It's in your soul. Let's start something. Let's start something. How hard can it be? Let's start something. Just turn the key. Hey, hey. Everybody, everywhere. Start something, yeah. Throw your hands up in the air. Let's start something. No holding back, no time to delay. Start something, yeah. Put the wheels in motion right here, right away. Let's start something. Let's start something. How hard can it be? Let's start something. Just turn the key. Yeah.
Don't settle for less than, start something, start something. Don't settle for the wrong thing, get up y'all, start something. Hustle up now, get it going y'all, step it up now. Keep moving forward, work it out, build it up now. You got it, get it started. Don't settle for less than, start something, start something. Don't settle for the wrong thing, get up y'all, start something.
If you want to win the prize, you got to open your eyes. Start something, yeah. Take a new attitude and try it on the side. Let's start something. So jump to your feet and move to the beat of something, yeah. What you see is the word on the street. Say, let's start something. Let's start something. How hard can it be? Let's start something. Just turn the key. Oh,
Hustle up now.
Look right.
Get it going, y'all.
Let's go.
Step it up now.
Move to the beat.
Keep moving.
Work it out.
Build it up now.
Hit it slow.
You got it.
Let's go.
Bring it home.
Baby.
Start something.
All right, guys, we're here listening to some great music with Dave Sawicki and Lisa Sawicki from youngpop.com. Just a great group of people, youth under construction, a lot of good positive vibes, all about young people, which you know as us, we are starfish.org. We're always looking to wrap our arms around other projects that are helping to build up the young people. And this is all about what these people do. They're using music, they're using film, they're using live production. They're hitting every spot on the mark, man. They're all about bringing these kids together, making positive things happen for the whole world, using everything they have. So, Dave, Lisa, if you can just give the people what they need to hear, man. Give them how to get in touch with you, how to find out more about you and your projects.
Well, you know, Eric, just this week, a friend was sharing about how her child in fifth grade is reading at a high school level. And she shared the school's report that included the framework for reading parent guide and ways to support, on that report, the ways to support your child's reading development included listening to and talking about music. And we feel this is so important today. Youth need positive entertainment and reinforcement more than ever. And here at Young Pop, we're committed to making that happen. So the plan is to make a series of video modules using the award-winning music that reinforces topics like resilience, respect, empathy, and more. And we encourage everyone listening out there, visit youngpop.com, provide your email address, and we'll send you a link to a free video module that you can watch and share that I guarantee will make your day and create a new positive conversation platform with your family.
I just want to answer that, Eric. We know now more than ever young people need to learn life skills, real tech skills.
Yes.
They have to. And they won't, and people need to be emotionally developed and healthily developed emotionally as young people, but to give them a chance to even be able to launch and not be dependent on your parents. So we are all about life skills. We know that the music reinforces, the beats reinforce the messages, just like nursery rhymes. So when you're hearing that life skill over and over with a beat and music and singing, you're going to get it. It's going to get inside you.
It's going to become a part of you.
Yeah, it's going to become a part of you.
Absolutely.
It's a huge imprint. And I think all of us, you and Quanah Bird have a beautiful child, and you've been blessed, and that child is blessed. And we don't have children, but we are part of the village to help each other.
Now you have a whole world full of children that you've helped to develop. And you know, thank you for that. Because the programs that you've put together, the message that you put out, it's helped, you know, youth and adults all across this country as well as, you know, the rest of the world. So youngpop.com, make sure you guys check it out. It is the place to go to find these guys, their programs, their information. They're a wealth of knowledge and the mentorship just alone that they have to offer. That's part of the program is that, you know, the music is important, the film is important, the lyrics are important, it's all important, but what you get with that sense of community that you build with We Are Starfish, with Young Pop, with all of the stuff like this that's trying to build up our young people, what you're getting is mentorship. You're getting mentored by people that care about you, that want to see you succeed, that can help you find ways to be the best you that you have hiding there in you. And that's, you know, a little bit about what Lisa was talking about earlier with watching this kid just blossom in front of her eyes. That's what all of this is about, is bringing kids to a place where they can blossom.
Thank you, Eric, so much for empowering us tonight and spreading this message. And it's such an honor to be on your program.
It's so grateful.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Again, I've got Lisa and David Sawicki from Young Pop, Youth Under Construction. You guys make sure to check them out. I'm Eric. I'm your host here with Story to Screen on KPEO Radio, coming at you every week, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock over there in California. Make sure you check it out. Story to Screen, wearestarfish.org, and make sure you check out youngpop.com. Catch you guys next week. Thank you very much, Dave and Lisa.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Kathy Lowe from New London, New Hampshire, and you're listening to KPEO World Community Radio, Toronto, Canada, and KYBN Radio.
Give it up, yes, I'm ready. Give it up, feel the flames. It's bound to eat you. Hand up a piece of prey. Give it up, yes, I'm ready. Give it up, feel the flames. It's bound to beat you. Beat you at your own game.
Thanks for spending some time here at Story to Screen on KPEO World Community Radio. I'm your host, Eric Krefeld, and we're rocking the film world every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can download the app or listen live, or catch the replay at wearestarfish.org, because each one matters. Catch you next week on Story to Screen. Keep supporting film and music. It's the story we tell that matters.
There, this is Madison Mueller, and you're listening to KPEO World Community Radio, Toronto, Canada, Denver, Colorado, KYBN Mountain View, California.
This radio is powered by Streamlion, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SoCan license coverage. Visit streamlion.com for more.
Yes, I know times have changed.